a little bit interested about the background photographer's circle that you might come from. Who were your references in your work? How did you develop your work? Do you collaborate with other photographers? What is the scene like in Hungary?
Mr. Kerkus is from earlier photographers. Concerning the Hungarian, he's working always alone. Yes, there are a lot of photographers in the Hungarian photographic scene in different genres of photography, from the report to the fashion photography. I have to underline that it's a very unique river. The Hungarian scene is changing even better, even speeder. And there is a lot of young photographer who is coming up, and of course sometimes. And the older generation, okay, Mr. Kerkes is the older generation, he's 64. They have already a body of the work. It's a different situation.
The scene in Hungary, the photographic scene is quite strong. So I'm interested about that, and it's especially not so much about other fields of photography, but most the experimental photography on experimental work.
The situation is a little bit hard because the institutional background is not enough strong behind the photographer. There is very few curator who supports the really experimental photographer, the really innovative thinker. And that is why they have to get all the sources or opportunities. Sometimes there is a very good name in international level. Although there are some great so-called Hungarian photographers, like Molnár Kertész and so on. But in the latest period, the institutional background is not strong enough. Actually, we cannot speak about Hungarian photography. It's the same. The scene is more international, and there are some very strong personages, very strong thinker. But I think we couldn't speak about national photography. So it's a result of the globalization or something like this. But there's no national identity of the photography, and I didn't see it even in France or in Netherlands. So if somebody is strong enough to produce good pictures, good photos, and it's respected on the international level, yes, it's a good name. Independently from the nationality, yes. From other hand, for a little country, it's a very hard work to be on the cultural map of Europe, and I think everybody works on it.
Moving directly to your work, this is exactly what is felt in your photography, and there are a lot of references, not only the ones that are universal, but also the ones that are connected to somehow the idea of the avant-garde. I think that your work could be read on at least three levels. One is formal, as the way you deal with formal photography. The second is political, and the third is this historical. So I would like if you could present each of these levels and maybe point out if I have missed some level of the reading of your
photo.
Concerning the political level, Mr. Kerkes always want to be far enough in the political situation. Absolutely apolitical. This is the situation that concerning these three, it's surely true.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in her timelessness. Although he's regarding and watching always the world, but he didn't want to connect to any political activity. One thing is to regard and watch what is happening around us. The artistic creation It's a totally different thing.
Let us look at the formal level of your photography. What is the meaning of these connections with the old methods of printing photos and the usage of digital, high-tech digital technology? How do you understand this correlation?
Két vektor van. Az egyik megy visszafele, másik előre.
Two vectors of the time. One to the past and one to where the future. And from the past, there is a source. There's a source of knowledge, the methods, the archaic methods, and so on. But he's very interested in the science. From the beginning, he's tried to combine the science and the art. He's watching and regarding the result of the science and using the new technology of the science, like the microscope, like the satellite pictures, and so on. He combines the archaic methods with the photographic world of the satellite pictures or the microscopes, and so he combines these two things, hoping that the integration with these two things results an unseen picture, a new and unseen photography.
When you mentioned something that was not seen before, what strikes me with these photos actually is that they resemble the ideas of the avant-garde from the visual point of view. Now, if we look at what avant-garde was doing, was actually trying to predict future, what is going to happen, how we must become humans in order to become a better society or something like that. And this, I think, is maybe more political in the word than the literal translation.
So avant-garde, it was always against something or with something. Actually, nowadays it's very, very hard to say something so clear like the avant-garde, against something or with something. Of course, these suprematism and constructivism is okay. It has a very strong influence to the artistic work of Mr. Kerekes, if you see the Malevich Land or the other ones, because of his always want to be very clear in from formal point of view. This clearness, like the constructivist picture, it's very, very similar like the work of Mr. Kerekes. On the other hand, it is important is the music. It's maybe interesting, but the most important from this point of view, the ratio, the sense of the ratio.
You have spotted different locations with the satellite photos. Like we said before, the most pictures were taken in Americas because the satellite coverage is best. How did this procedure, I'm interested in how did this photographic procedure worked with, of course, with computer, then with old technology. Could you tell me more about the production of the photo?
There's two sort of series here, the Overoswell 1 and the Overoswell 2. The Overoswell 1, it's a silver gelatin prints. It's a classic photograph. The Overoswell 2, it's a result of the use of the archaic technique. It's called Anthracotype. And it was published in the late 19th century, maybe, and a method consists in three steps. Paper covered the gelatin have to sensibilize with bichromat. When he make the enlargement,
non-enlargement contact.
Surface will be soft when the light is touching, and if not, it remain hard. Then this surface, this paper, was washed with a pigment powder, and the pigment powder glues to the soft surface. You can wash it from the hard surface. The original picture, it was a satellite picture saved from a computer screen. And then he printed out in a fine printer. Okay, it was the object.